From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Here's a look at the top trending stories for this weekend at NJ1015.com. New Jersey lawmakers are pushing yet another bill to lower energy costs this summer.
Two Republican state senators are introducing a bill to temporarily suspend the sales and use tax as well as the societal benefits charge on electric bills from June through September. Senators Latham Tyver and Joe Panaccio said the societal benefits charge is being used as a slush fund for the state, and it's time for ratepayers to get some reprieve from programs that don't directly benefit them. Electric bills in New Jersey are expected to skyrocket 20% starting June 1st. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The ex-boyfriend of a woman found shot to death inside her apartment in Trenton along with her 13-year-old daughter faces two counts of first-degree murder. Police found 40-year-old Malika Whiting's body on the stairway of her West State Street home. Her daughter, Jaira Biggs, in a third-floor bedroom, also shot to death. 45-year-old Bayan Lynch has been charged. Drones are back in the sky over New Jersey, but don't worry, this time they're here with a full explanation.
The Federal Aviation Administration said on Monday that beginning Monday, several large drones and about 100 commercial off-the-shelf drones would be visible over Cape May for 11 days as part of drone detection testing. The FAA's Center of Excellence for UAS Research will fly the craft over the water and the Cape May ferry terminal during the daytime and only on weekdays. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The contention by New Jersey Republican Congressman Chris Smith and Jeff Van Drew that wind turbines off the coast of the Jersey Shore would interfere with military radar has been proven correct in a report by the bipartisan Government Accountability Office. Smith tells the morning show with Eric Scott that the turbines can reduce the performance of radar systems and maritime navigation.
One of the most important aspects of all of this is the obfuscation, the degrading of radar for vessels that are boats, big ships, little ships, helicopters, airplanes, jets coming into LaGuardia, especially into Newark International.
Smith says proponents of wind energy have downplayed a report by the National Academy of Sciences in 2022 that first raised the issue. State police are asking for the public's help to find whoever left a bag of dog food with the remains of a black-colored canine inside on Route 287 in Bernards Township. The Retriever brand of dog food was found along the northbound right shoulder. Troopers believe the bag was left sometime between Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. Last month, four pit bull mixed dogs were found dead in four Retriever dog food bags off the Garden State Parkway in Aberdeen. State police have not said if the incidents are related. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plackett announcing his office is suing Discord. The social media app advertises itself as a safe place for gamers to hang out online. But Plackett says Discord knowingly exposes New Jersey kids to child predators and graphic content.
It tells parents that their app is designed to protect children from harm, knowing full well that's simply not the case. Discord knows their safety features do not work as promised. They know that many, many children under the age of 13 are using their platform as we speak.
The lawsuit alleges that Discord has violated the New Jersey Consumer Fraud Act. Daniel's Law allows New Jersey judges and other public servants to stop their home addresses and phone numbers from being posted online. John Molinelli says he frequently got threats during his 14 years leading the Bergen County Prosecutor's Office.
Not as often as some of the assistant prosecutors would, but I would get them. I would get them in the mail. I would get them stuffed into my personal mailbox at my house. I would get phone calls. I got them all the time.
But Molinelli says changes to Daniel's Law in 2023 make it harder for businesses to comply, leaving data exposed and officials unprotected. If you attend Woodbridge, Colonia, or JFK High Schools, you'll have to leave the Stanley water bottle and the Dunkin' coffee at home. Metal water bottles and takeout food are being banned at these three high schools as officials install metal detectors in the buildings. The Woodbridge Township School District acted quickly to get metal detectors installed in its high schools after a 17-year-old boy was recently found with a loaded gun. That means only clear plastic water bottles are allowed, no Stanley, Yeti, or Hydro Flask, and only lunch from home can be brought, no Dunkin', Starbucks, or any other outside food. A bizarre case about a man in New Jersey State Prison for attempted murder who was found kissing his victim.
A newly obtained criminal complaint says Elizabeth police found 23-year-old Nelson Latta Sanchez kneeling over his victim and kissing the woman on the lips while covered in her blood. It happened at an apartment on Fulton Street last June. As officers pulled him off the woman, Latta Sanchez repeatedly said, "Just one more kiss." The woman survived the gruesome stabbing. Latta Sanchez was sentenced to 7 years in state prison. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A bill in the state legislature would make unauthorized immigrants pay to send their children to New Jersey schools. Republican Assemblyman Paul Kenitra says he visited the border in Texas last year.
One of the things that we heard time and time again was that they were seeking out places like New Jersey and New York because of all the benefits that we were offering them.
However, a 1982 U.S. Supreme Court decision ruled that states cannot deny free public education to unauthorized immigrants. Kenitra hopes that if the bill passes, it would give sitting justices a chance to overturn the ruling. Concert fans ticked off after Live Nation decided to end their popular Lawney's Pass program, which offered flat-rate lawn seats to shows all summer at PNC Bank Arts Center in Homedale and the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden for $239. Live Nation says they're working on other and new exciting programs for the summer concert season and should be announcing them soon. As the academic year winds down for New Jersey high school seniors, many are participating in the game known as Senior Assassin. In the game, participants stalk their target while carrying water guns, but in some cases, those hunts can become all too real, says Lakewood Police Resource Officer Michael Livingston in a message to students.
Carrying water guns, sneaking around neighborhoods, or approaching homes late at night can easily be mistaken for suspicious or criminal behavior, putting you and others in potential dangerous situations.
Police around the state advise those planning to use brightly colored water guns, don't trespass on other people's property, and not to run if approached by an officer. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content is available anytime. Go to our app or nj1015.com and click on demand.